And Robin, yet again, here in Miami, one of the things I've noticed is how aggressive the drivers are. They make the Boston drivers seem like cute little bunny rabbits.
What? You know?
Well, many I don't know them, what it is.
They're from Boston.
That's right. And New York.
They're called snowbirds,
exactly.
Right?
That's exactly right. But we are, of course, not here to talk about driving, but rather the Florida primary, one of the biggest prizes, the biggest prize tomorrow for Republicans and Democrats in terms of delegates. Although it is not winner-take-all delegates for the Democrats like it is for the Republicans. The other states voting tomorrow are Ohio, Illinois, North Carolina, and Missouri. And that's where we want to go now to check in with Frank Morris, national correspondent and senior editor for Here and Now contributor KCUR in Kansas City. Frank, Florida and Ohio have been getting a lot of the attention for tomorrow's primaries, but Missouri, of course, a very different state.
Yeah, kind of the red-haired stepchild of this this particular Tuesday.
As a red-haired stepchild, I take offense to that, but go ahead.
Not a lot of attention until recently, because the Missouri has the fewest delegates of any of the states on Tuesday. However, the race is extremely tight here, and but there wasn't even a public poll this year until last Friday. That's how little attention it's gotten. Mm. But that when that poll came out, it showed the race very, very tight.
Well, talk about how the polls are showing the Republican race, first of all, playing out in Missouri.
Well, we have the least information on the Republican race, but Trump is up 36-29 over Cruz with in this one poll we have with 17% undecided and a 7% margin of error. So it's really a toss up, although it looks like Trump is in the lead, at least as of last week.
And a big focus for these contests are how the delegates are awarded in Florida and Ohio tomorrow. It's winner take all for the Republicans. But Missouri is not necessarily winner take all, right? But it might be.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be winner take all. In the Democratic side, it's definitely going to be proportional. On the Republican side, a candidate has to get to 50 plus one. Plus one vote to have it winner take all. So you get all 52 delegates. With Rubio and Kasich pulling in the single digits here, though, that's a possibility.
Hmm. And you did something there, by the way, that a lot of people are still doing, including probably many of his supporters, which is calling him Kasich. I believe he calls himself Kasich, although came up to me and thought it was Kucinich, but which is, of course, somebody completely different, also from Ohio.
I apologize.
No problem. But let's get to the Democrats here, Frank. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders are nearly tied in the polls in Missouri. Tell us about the race on the Democratic side.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, both these candidates have offices. Unlike the Republicans, both these candidates have offices in the state. They've been here quite a bit. And in addition to seeing Senator Clinton in Missouri, we've seen her husband and her daughter. And then Senator Sanders has been here a number of times. Interestingly, I guess Senator Clinton has locked up most of the party support, including the African-American support. All the African-American officials, including the mayor of Kansas City, Sly James, our congressman, Emanuel Cleaver, and Congressman William Lacy Clay in St. Louis, have all gotten behind Clinton.
Has the governor made an endorsement, Jay Nixon?
Also Clinton. That's right.
Also Clinton.
And Senator Claire McCaskill went with Clinton this time.
Now, you're on the western side of the state in Kansas City. Right. Missouri is, of course, also home on the eastern side of the state to Ferguson and has been the center of all this racial tension after the killing of Michael Brown, a black man, by a white police officer there in Ferguson. Has that been a factor in this race?
Well, it's certainly been a factor at the Trump rally in St. Louis. We had two very rowdy Trump rallies here over the weekend, one in St. Louis, one in Kansas City. With the Black Lives Matter organization, the movement being so organized and ready to mobilize, I think you saw them show up in force in St. Louis. In Kansas City, there was a demonstration, there were arrests, there was pepper spray, but there was a much more, I think, a more racially diverse crowd of protesters. Mm.
That's Frank Morris, national correspondent and senior editor for Here and Now contributor KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri. And Missouri, again, one of the five big states voting tomorrow: Ohio, Illinois, North Carolina, and where I am in Florida as well. Frank, thanks so much.
Great to talk with you, Jeremy.